from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 21st day of July, 2023. And this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week, the last night. We've got less than 2 hours of time. We're going to need your help, folks. We really need your help. I mean, really, tonight. Because we've come up short a couple nights, and now, tonight, we're short of volunteers here. So we're going to need your prayers, too. The numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We may be outnumbered, but let me tell you, we're not outcouraged, and there's no quit here. Back in the cage, back in there, in what we call the phone booth, we have Eric and Randy ready to standing by, volunteering their time in the glass cage between here and there. We have the highly professional Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Kyle. People want to know why I never give your last name. I told them we're still working on that.
We don't want to give that out. I don't need any phone calls.
And you hear the cackle. You hear the cackle, right? Always a cackle, never no eggs. But she's known around here as a hoot. Boy, she's a hoot. That's what they say. Whenever you talk about Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
They say she's such a hoot. So, hey, Scoot, hoot, Scoot. Okay. And way out yonder, we have that American legend. American legend. The co-founder of Cops for Christ National International. The author of many, many books. A man of super stature. And one that maybe doesn't have the best taste in music, but a good friend of mine for many, many years, none other than the chaplain, John McTernan.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Ernie, and thank you for that wonderful introduction, and God bless all our listeners.
All right, very good. Do you often wonder what I'm going to do when we go on here on Friday nights? I mean, it would have my curiosity up.
Do I wonder?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's just, I gave up years ago trying to figure out like that, so I just go with the flow.
All right, very good. That's exactly what you should do. All right, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you, because I know you're a man of much, much prayer, I'm going to ask you to lead us off in prayer tonight. Boy, we have that God would reclaim America, that we could reclaim America for God and the way it was given to us, for God and country. And so if you would lead us off, and also we're short some volunteers tonight, so ask the folks out there to join because the devil wants us off the air, and we've got a lot to bring them tonight, and we haven't in 50 years. We've never compromised, and we're not going to stop now, as we are determined to fight the good fight right up until the time that the Lord takes us out of here. So would you open us in prayer tonight?
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we're before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to speak truth, because the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Lord, we are repenting of the wickedness of this nation and the sin and depravity that we have fallen into, led by the Supreme Court recognizing sodomy as a marriage. So, Lord, we repent of it. It's offended your holiness. And we're asking for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit to sweep across our nation. And Lord, Pastor Ernie needs funds to keep this show on the air. If the funds are not there, nations, cities have to go off. So I'm asking that this would be a blessed night and funds would come in so that no shows have to be taken down. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Thank you, John. Amen. All right, Jerome in California pledges 50. That's our first pledge for tonight. Very good. Thank you, Jerome. Again, folks, we really need to hear from you tonight. We've got less than 2 hours, and we have to make up. We've had two nights where we didn't make our goal, which is not good. And, again, we are fighting. We've got John, from the very start, we've had two sayings here. Well, one actually, when in doubt, charge. We're not in doubt, charge anyhow. We don't quit. We're in this to take America back, one nation under God, the way he gave it to us. And we know this, that God has expectations of us and we have obligations to him. And we know what he did for us at Calvary. And he held back nothing, and we're not going to hold back anything for the cause of Christ, because the cause is a righteous cause, is it not?
Amen, Pastor Ernie. It sure is.
All righty. Well, we're going to start back where we left off here. And the title of the message, John, what was the title of the message? because those are lukewarm. We're going to pick it up where we left off tonight. And that is in Proverbs chapter 7. So if we could go to Proverbs chapter 7, and we're going to pick it up, if you would go ahead and read Proverbs chapter 7, and then we'll do some commentary. What do you think?
Sure. We're going to go through the whole chapter?
Yep, the whole chapter.
Okay. Do you want me to read the whole chapter or part of it?
Yeah, the whole chapter. You can do it. I know you can.
I thought maybe you might want to stop and have comments, along the way.
Well, everybody out there knows I can read. They've been listening to me for years. So I was going to give you. You go ahead.
All right. All right. Starting at verse 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger that flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through the casement, and behold, among the simple ones I discerned among the youths a young lad void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way of her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and the subtile of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face. I have found thee. I have decked my bed with the covering of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love till the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not home. He is gone a long journey. He taketh a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield with the flattering of her lips, she forced it. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteneth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Heaven unto me now, therefore, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to my word, the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.
All right, very good. So he's talking about my son, keep my words and lay out my commandments with thee. And here, in order to keep his commandments, you kind of got to know those commandments, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor.
And boy, I'm going to tell you, in America today, what would you say, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you give the people that have some biblical knowledge, biblical literacy?
Well, if you believe the polls, Pastor Ernie, it's very, very low. Somewhere around 10-15%, I think, is the last poll that I observed. You know, that would fill answer that question.
All right, hang tight. I've got to say that we have Teresa from Dallas, pledged 261, and she's asking for a match. She's asking for a match. We have Giza from Cleveland pledges 150, and Stephen from Cleveland pledges 1,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So we're looking for a match, too, for Stephen, too, from Cleveland. Maybe we can get a $1,000 match here. When he says, John, when he goes down and he says, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call and understand, standing thy kinswoman. Now, he's actually talking about here, when he's referring to wisdom and kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So he's making a contrast here between the strange woman and the kinswoman here. And so here, when we talk about the kinswoman being my sister of wisdom, there's a false doctrine that's built on one of these, a couple of verses like this. And that false doctrine, John, is referring to, there are people that are saying that this wisdom, we know that wisdom is referring to also in many places the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings wisdom. But there are those out there that are actually teaching, and I've ran across some that the Holy Spirit is a female, referred to as a female, as the mother. In other words, they're referring to God the Father, God the Mother, and God the Son. And they take verses like this out of context. People should be aware of that, shouldn't they?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. I'll tell you what, there's every weird doctrine you can imagine out there straying from the truth.
Well, you're not kidding about that. I'm amazed, okay? So now he's talking about a strange woman. He's talking about a harlot, okay, out there today. Now, he goes down and he's talking about, in verse 10, and behold, there met a woman with the attire of a harlot and a subtle of heart. Now, when we see these drag queens today that dress like harlots, what are they doing when it comes to women? They're making a statement about their opinion of women, are they not?
It's degrading, Pastor Ernie.
So they're degrading women, and they're degrading motherhood, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they're degrading fidelity, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a all-out assault on God's, family, marriage, male-female relationship. It's like a mocking of it, all-out assault on it.
All right. One of the things that over the years in the ministry, I've had and more than ample opportunities and many times where I've had to deal with feminists, those from the opposition out there, those women from Now and others, which were ungodly and very, very rebellious, and many times very whorish women because of their their language. I mean, I haven't seen mouths on drunken sailors as bad as some of these feminists that I've had to deal with over the years, especially out there at the abortion mills, but even in debates and things. And so here, if I was to ask you, how would you categorize, say, the women on The View?
Well, here's the problem, Pastor Ernie. I don't watch it, and I only get excerpts of it. So from the excerpts that I've seen, I think they would match, at least some of them match your description there of being unclean.
Yeah, I don't watch it either, but you're right. I watch the every now and then because of the hellacious things that they have, that they say, especially Whoopi Goldberg on there.
She's one.
Pardon?
There's some other woman there. I can't think of her name.
A Joyless Blowhard.
There you go.
Yeah, very vulgar. They made crude, blasphemous remarks about the Lord Jesus. Very, very unclean. Well, the Bible refers to them as unclean. The unclean, and touch not the unclean thing. And so here now, when we're talking about this here, passing through the streets near her corner, he went the way to her house in the twilight of the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there he met a woman with the attire of a harlot and a subtle of heart. Now, he's talking about a simple-minded. These are, when you refer to the simple-minded over in Proverbs 2, today, simple-minded, would you say that would apply to most of our college kids today, the ones that...
Oh, my. Pastor Ernie, there's, again, if you can believe the polls, that I think the ones that I saw were like Ivy League schools, somewhere in the 40 to 50% range. They're all identifying as LGBTQ, transgendered, and all of this. I mean, up to 40 and 50%. Absolutely, that they fit that.
Okay. There are those out there, well, the young people today, many of the young people think that by giving special attention and acceptance, if you will, and tolerance for LGBTQ, which I call lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, okay, that is a show of Christian love. Some of these neo-evangelical, these young people, and, of course, those in the apostate church, how would you answer that?
It's Pastor Ernie, if we the mirror that we use, the standard that we use is the Word of God. And that behavior is called an abomination to the Lord. And the Bible is very, very clear that whoever practices such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what the Bible calls an abomination, they're exalting and promoting. And there's the scriptures telling you that even if you agree with it, Pastor Ernie, if you go along with that, even you mightn't practice it. That's Romans 1:31 there. If you agree with it, you're worthy of judgment.
So how do you answer those people that say, well, Romans was written 2,000 years ago, and things have changed this, and this is why we have the new versions of the Bible that goes and trends along with modern times, which makes accepting certain sins acceptable.
Well, Jesus Christ said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And God is immutable. He does not change. And sin is sin, whether it was 2,000 years ago or whether it was present, it's still the same. In fact, they are promoting and doing the same sins that the Bible condemned, Pastor Ernie. What the Bible condemns, they're doing.
Yeah, but is it the same? Even if we change the name of the sins, I mean, if we don't call them, we instead of calling them pedophiles, if we call them minor attractives, okay, doesn't that change things? I mean, because if you ask them out there, the young people, they really don't know any better. I watch Fox News, and on Fox News, people there who should know better, like Steve Ducey and the others that should know better, they talk about how it's a loving, kind thing to accept LGBTQ.
Well, my answer to that, Pastor Ernie, would be if you change the name of a skunk, is it still a skunk?
Yeah. All right. I've got to give the phone numbers out, folks. It's, boy, I'm going to tell you, we really, really, really need to hear from you tonight. We really need to hear from you tonight. This is, look, I got to tell you, if we don't hear from you, some of you on some of your stations, I'm telling you, remember, like we told you before, you might not be hearing from us. And boy, if there's ever a time you've needed out there a non-compromise, 100% God and country radio program, it's now. Anyhow, I got to remind you that we have the book Perilous Times. Now, we don't have many of those books left. We've only got about half a dozen Perilous Times left, but we can get more. We're asking, and it is a dynamite book by Dr. Bill O'Grady. It talks about how to navigate through the days we're living in. Right now, how to get through, and this is what John and I are going to be talking about tonight, how to get through the days we're living in. Then you got the American Awakening. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that shows he tells you how he takes a good look at the first 2 years of the Obama regime. John, remember how we were telling people here when Obama, even before he got into office, the first thing he did, remember, he started purging all the patriots from government. 11 four-star generals, 260 flag officers. We were telling people, do you see what he's doing now? Do you see what he's doing now? Well, Senator DeMint goes into detail on that. And we're asking $30 for that. And then we have the Bible and the Blackboard, and that shows how to work within your public school boards, how to get them back to where they should be. And then we have our CDs, all three of our CDs. Which are, I Stand for the Flag and I Kneel for the Cross, Freedom Worth Fighting For, and Heartfelt Songs, Dynamite Songs, 19 songs in each one. And we're asking $25 a piece, or all three for $60. Or, and then the best of all, the very best of all, my favorite book next to the Bible itself is the Little Red Book or the Bible Answer Book. And we ask a donation of $25, but all the entire package, what they call the Grand Slam, for a donation of $150 or more. And with that, you save $45. Also, remember, there are those out there that if you're out there and you're destitute and you would really like to have one of these articles, one of the tapes or one of the books, something, but you really just can't afford it, give us a call at 440-338-1367. And we'll see what we can do to help you there, okay? Because we're in this ministry to further the cause of Christ. It's the cause that is a righteous cause. And, we definitely need money to stay on the air, but at the same time, we want to help people the best we can. So we have Sherry in Ohio pledges $100. Thank you, Sherry. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Why are you marching, son? I'd really like to know. Is it because of Valley Forge or perhaps the Alamo? Or one if by land, two if by sea? A trumpet's call, the will to be free? What of a man who stood straight and tall, who wept silent tears when he saw brave men fall? No matter, no difference, the blue or the gray, all were his brothers. How often he'd pray. And what of Antietam, that now peaceful stream where the water blood red glittered and gleamed? Appomattox, Chickamauga, Vicksburg, Bull Run, Cumberland, Gettysburg, and then Washington. Why are you marching, son? In Flanders' field, how proud were they whose forms beneath the poppies lay? Men who saw Verdun, died at the Marne, Soissons, and those who tried the fearful foe at Chateau Thierry, who fought, bled, whose hearts grew weary, but in whose minds one thought kept churning, that the torch of liberty keep burning. Why are you marching, son? The plain swarmed in, and the rising sun glowed fiercely on the evil done to men whose blood runs through our veins. Men who died, whose remains lie forever locked in waters deep. Now is it right that they should sleep while the warm sea laps at a twisted hull and see the torch of liberty grow dull? Anzio, Cassino, Poe, Saint-Mary-Glace, Limon, St. Lo, Garda Lake, and Buchenwald. On and on the roll is called. And why? Why are you marching, son? Bugles shrilled in the frozen night, and at first dawn, the awful sight of seas of men, row after row left to die on bloodstained snow. Busan, Pyongyang, Suwon, Gyeongju, and blood red ran the swift Yalu. In South Vietnam, the big guns roared, and once again we fought a war. To honor a pledge our nation gave, to help that little country save her people from the certainty that she'd be ruled by tyranny. No matter where the big guns roar, our fighting men, like those before, take the torch we all held dear and face freedom's enemies without fear. Our fathers died from sea to sea and blessed the torch of liberty. Why? Why are you marching, son?
Alrighty, we are back, and that was the Duke. You know, sometimes I guess they've compared John McTiernan to John Wayne. Two good Johns. Right, John?
Morrison. His last name is Morrison.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah, that's his stage name.
Alrighty, listen, we got a lot to talk about tonight, but what he said, who are we marching for? And that's what we're going to be talking about because, John, I want to talk about a little bit of what has been happening in the censorship of America, the Communist Party out there, the Antichrist Communist Party, the enemies, our domestic enemies of God and country and our Constitution. They want to censor us. They're working harder and harder, but I think I'm seeing an awakening amongst the patriots. They're pushing back, and it's got the opposition very, very afraid. And we're seeing, and we'll be talking about that, why the domestic enemies of us, true Americans, how they have taken over in the federal government. But anyhow, as we take a look at this, there's been zero coverage of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden bombers, and the Biden crime family's bribes and exhortation by the mainstream media. Have you seen any coverage at all on any of that at the mainstream media?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I go over to, not Breitbart, what was that? Drudge, the Drudge Report. Now, years ago, the Drudge Report was really good, and then it seemed to be like kind of overnight turned leftist. But I went specifically to the Drudge Report to see what it was reporting on all of these, I mean, these revelations of, what was it, $17.3 million, and there's more coming, that in bribes that came from China, Ukraine, and Romania to Hunter Biden and those shell corporations. Not a word, Pastor Ernie. Not a word. Nothing. Zero zilch from the Drudge Report, which is, you know, a major political reporting organ here. And I'm looking at it right now as we're talking. And they're talking about Trump and Biden, a rematch election. And the headline is, he left his heart in New York. Tony Bennett dead. Career spanned eight decades. Not a word, Pastor Ernie. Nothing. Zero.
That's why we're here. I got to say, Beverly in New York pledges 150, and Troy in Chicago pledges 50. Thank you, Beverly. Yeah, we love you too, Beverly. And Troy in Chicago, 50. Thank you, Troy. 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. Well, you know, when it comes to one of the things that really aggravated me so much is when the Patriots, okay, on January 6th, when our Patriots, when the Christian, true Americans who were protesting the fact that there were a crime against America, against our freedom, against us, the Constitution, when the election was stolen, and Ashley Babbitt was murdered by a cowardly, cowardly cop right on camera. And that cowardly cop who murdered this unarmed woman, he was given an award for doing that. This is Antichrist as can be. Now, John, those January 6th prisoners, they are prisoners of war. They are prisoners of war because they were taken by domestic enemies of America, of our Constitution, and of everything that we stand for in America. Those are domestic enemies, and those people are prisoners of war. What do you say?
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie, because domestic enemies, both foreign and, you know, within, their rights have, they've been framed. They've been held without bail. They have been a phony trials. You name it, it's happened to them. So that's not under the Constitution, Pastor Ernie. That's not what America is. This is a foreign type of doctrine of communism, the New World Order, that's taken over, and they hate American patriots. They hate us, Pastor Ernie, as much as the Nazis did the Jews. And you know what happened when the Nazis gained full power in Germany, how they went after the Jews.
All righty. We're going to get back to that, but I want to talk about another thing. The arrests that have been taking place in Ukraine and Canada of pastors and priests. Not one mention, not one minute given on the so-called NBC, ABC, CBS. So they are, what they're doing is they're keeping this information from the American people. What would you say? Is that not only censorship, but would you say that it's kind of like an act of aggression or war by keeping the information from the American people?
Yeah, it's InfoWars, Pastor Ernie. And that's why this show is so needed, because there are many people that they follow the mainline media. They don't have a clue what's happening in the country, Pastor Ernie. It's all propaganda. It's all lies. And this whole thing, like you just talked about with the pastors and with what's happening now with these hearings in Congress, and evidence is coming out showing the bribes from China and Romania and Ukraine to the Biden cartel. They don't have a clue, Pastor Ernie. This is like a president of the United States and his family is a crime cartel. And if he's taking bribes from China, I mean, China owns him, Pastor Ernie. They own him. So what kind of foreign policy do we have with China? What kind of decisions are going to be made to China regarding China when the president is taking bribes from them?
All right. 3 years ago, there was one radio program in the entire nation that was telling people that Joe Biden, that the Chinese government, a military, the high officials, were actually telling their people that they owned the people and their people in the highest offices in America. And they were referring to Joe Biden, okay? And that, and they said this, and they did it in a mockingly way. There was one radio program that told people from day one, when Biden, even before he was in office, that his job would be to keep the border open, keep the border open. The Chinese, he was working for the Chinese Communist Party, and to keep, now before he was even in, we told you he was going to keep the border open, keep a continuous flow of illegal aliens, a continuous flow of Chinese nationalists, young Chinese nationalist soldiers, but in plain clothes, a continuous flow of fentanyl and other drugs, working hand-in-hand with the Mexican drug cartels. And not just that, but they were bringing in women, too. Pregnant women, Chinese women, coming here, and they were not like the other women. A lot of the other women, Hispanic women and girls from Central America and other countries, those poor little girls were being raped. But not these Chinese women. They were given special protection and made sure that they were brought in here without that. And then a constant flow, a guaranteed flow of young children for the Democratic Communist Party that is flush with pedophiles. And so there was one radio station that was telling you that, one radio program, I should say, and that was us. We were right on top of that from the beginning. And so, folks, we've got to have your support. This is a critical night for us. We really got to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And by the way, if you don't get our newsletter, you really should get that newsletter, because we bring you a lot of the things that we talk about here, the same kind of information that NBC, ABC, CBS hopes you don't find out. Now, let me ask you this, John. Do you see this? Here's what I think I see. You tell me if I'm right. I'm seeing the Christian Patriot media growing. I see that our side is growing as far as getting the information out. I'm seeing the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, losing credibility at a rapid rate. What do you see?
Oh, I agree, Pastor Ernie. And I think one of the big issues is the transgender movement. They're going after the children and mutilating them sexually and bringing into the schools and libraries pornography, and then the teachers being able to try and it's no other word I could use but seduce little kindergartners and 3, 4, 5th grade with the homosexual agenda. I think that has really started to spread across the country and starting to, the seed is there. The foundation is there, Pastor Ernie, now that there can be a real standard against them and a real big pushback.
Back in the 60s, if you remember, when Nikita Khrushchev took off his shoe and he beat the top of the podium and he said, "We will destroy you from within without firing a shot. We will do it through your children. We will be in your schools, your universities. We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until you awaken to find out that you are not communist." The NEA, is the NEA anything any less than nothing but a communist organization? Is not the NEA a hardcore communist organization?
Well, I don't even think they're hiding it, Pastor Ernie. They're out in the open with it. But I can't think of the name of the woman that is ahead of that NEA. And she's just about said that she's they're communist. And in fact, this is very interesting. There's a National Librarian Association, and the leader of it just came out, I guess it was this week, saying that she was a communist. And Montana, the state of Montana, pulled out of that association because of her acknowledging that she was a communist. And apparently that's resonating in many, many, many states. So, yes, we're starting to see a gel. Rather than roll over and play dead, there's a fight now, Pister.
All right. We've seen the fake news media out there trying to ban words. They're trying to ban proper English words. Like they want to ban the word man. They don't want the word man or woman used. They want to ban his or her. They want to ban the word wife or husband, boy or girl. They want to ban the word sodomite, and they want to ban the word pedophilia. And so, in other words, they want to call it a minor attraction now. And again, they want to ban male and female. Even the AMA. The AMA says they don't want to put male or female gender on birth certificates because they're not sure that there is a male or female gender. John, when you're looking at a baby's born, you see a little baby. Can you tell if one's a male and one's a female or not?
Well, Pastor Ernie, if they're in their birthday suit, you certainly can.
Yeah, yeah. I never had a problem. I could always tell, too. Why do you think these people with these high educations at the NEA can't, or the AMA can't do that? Why is it you think they somehow they just can't acknowledge or understand if one's a male and one's a female?
Well, Pastor Ernie, they've been judged. God has judged them, and the Bible talks about if you don't receive the love of the truth, God shall send a strong delusion that you should believe a lie. And that whole segment of the country now, it's gone on woke, hard left, God-hating. They despise anything with God. So God has given them over to they live in delusions. They are literally in delusions, Pastor. That's because it's spiritual. That's because of their hatred of God and his word. God says, okay, you won't believe the truth. Now you're going to get a lie. I'm going to send you a lie, and you will believe it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Whenever you have a shooter, every time you have a shooter, right away the fake news media, the communist-controlled media, they come out and they start a war on guns. You have people like Al Sharpton and these others out there. You're talking about guns kill people. Guns kill people. Now, John, let me ask you this. Do guns kill people, or do people with guns kill people?
Well, obviously, a gun will not fire by itself, Pastor Ernie. It'll just sit there until it rusts, and it won't fire.
Some years ago, what we did, because the media kept telling us that guns kill people, I have an SUV. We took two guns. We set them in the SUV. One in the front seat, one in the back seat, John. And we watched them. We observed them to see what would happen, to see if they would shoot somebody. And you know what? You're right. They just sat there. Those guns didn't do anything. So they have to have a person, right? I mean, is that like some high-tech stuff for, let's just say, for the left-wing people out there?
Well, there's a Bible verse for them: thinking themselves to become wise, they have become fools.
Well, we did another experiment, and
now,
we...
Now, listen, I can pretty well end all of the vast amount of murders in the country, and we have to ban guns to Democrats.
Because you're right, just about 100% of the shooters have been Democrats, huh?
Not all, but a very, I'd say a good 90%, and many of them that could be traced were on those psychotropic drugs. They had just come off them, or they were in the process of coming off, or they came off them. A very high percentage. And then we get into the Democrat-controlled cities like Pennsylvania, like Philadelphia. There's precincts, voting precincts in Philadelphia, where Republicans literally don't get any votes. And that's where the hardcore murders are. And the same in Chicago and those other cities. They're all in hardcore Democrat cities. And that's the mass. Those are the huge numbers that are killing people. So it can be kind of simple, Pastor Ernie, if we can figure out if the Democrats, you can't own a gun. It's not safe for you to have a gun.
All right. Troy in Chicago pledges 50. Rochelle in Massachusetts pledges 50. And Brian and Kit pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me ask you this. Let's just say you decided that you were going to become a career criminal and you wanted to go. You have to pick a state which is most friendly for career criminals. Would that state be, by any chance, Illinois? Because the governor there has just come out, and basically they made a statement they're not going to kind of prosecute for many crimes. No cash bails. In other words, you pretty much can count on, let's just say that you're a Democrat, and you'd like to maybe shoot a little kid in the head like they've done so often in Chicago and pretty much get away with it. Do you have a very good chance if you go to Chicago, let's just say, especially if you're an illegal alien, of shooting a child and getting away with it with the prosecutors there?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, because I think from what I've read, a very low-level of murders and woundings like that are solved, very low level. And that's across the country, not only Chicago.
Well, Chicago, I think
has got... The city, yeah, Ernie, yeah. New Orleans.
New Orleans is bad. New York is really bad. Detroit is very bad. What about, Susan in Illinois just pledged 1,000. Thank you, Susan. Can we get a match? We've got to get some matches, John. We got to get about 3 matches for her, because right now we are about 3,200 short, 3,200 short of what we need tonight of our goal. So we got to get some matches. If we can get a couple $1,000 matches from her, that would be wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. When they talk about the guns, America has murdered well over 150 million of its unborn children, its babies. And the Bible tells you very clear that Abel's blood cried out from the ground to bear testimony against Cain. And that blood of the innocent, the blood of the innocent, is bearing testimony against the Democrats for the murder, the killing. But what about other people that didn't kill the babies, but did nothing to stop the killing? Are they not too guilty according to Deuteronomy? Are they not also guilty?
Yes, Pastor Ernie, we have a responsibility before God to rise up and protect the weak like that, and the helpless and all. Yeah, God expects his people to rise up, Pastor Ernie, and stand against the wickedness.
All righty. Also, now, we've seen all the millions going back to the mainstream media. John, we've been telling people here about how many people, more people have died from the so-called vax, the COVID shot, than have died from the COVID. And many are yet going to die. Many of them are very, very sick. I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe over a million have died from the shot. And I'm talking about just in this country. I'm not talking about worldwide. Worldwide, it's probably multi-millions. Now, here, The media, again, not there. There's nothing. NBC, ABC, CBS, zero. The New York Times coverage of the people, all the people that have died from the shot. Are they not guilty? I mean, have they not betrayed America?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. That media there is betraying America, not in one spot. It's not just like, you know, Biden and the hearings and him being exposed as taking bribes. It's not just that, but it's also what you're just talking about with the media and the death shot and all the people that have died from it. Mr. Ernie, I just looked at an article, and I have it here, that 800,000 people last year died or were severely incapacitated by taking the death shot, Mr. Ernie.
That was just in 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on top of this from the very beginning, and we told people, John, 3 weeks before the first person took the first shot, 3 weeks before the first shot was given, we told people not to take it. We told them this is not a vaccine. This is a bioweapon. Don't take this. All the test animals that took it have all died. Do not do that. Do not take it. And, there were some. I want to praise the good Lord for those that did listen, because we heard from some that heard us and listened. And they, because of that, they didn't take the shot, and where members of their family did and died. All right, Jeannie from Ohio pledges 50. Thank you, Jeannie. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. This is a perfect time to call, because we're coming up to a break. And during the break is a perfect time to call and make your pledge. We need your pledges tonight. We need your prayers too, because we're a little short of staff out here tonight. But we're gonna, it ain't over with till we win. No quit here. So we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.